Blog Talk Radio. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Well, hello, trucking family. Sorry, I had to put some light on the subject. I thought it was a little bit dark in here. This is Tiffany with Redneck and I's and Women of Redneck and I's coming to you live from, again, East Liverpool, Ohio. And we are sitting right now at about 91, I think. Oh, I take that back. After we had a brief thunderstorm out here earlier, we're down to 84. We were sitting at 94 this afternoon. So this is going to be one of those normal, typical Wednesday shows where we just talk about anything you guys want to talk about. And if you guys don't have anything to talk about, then I guess I'll be doing the talking. So I just wanted to see how you guys did over the weekend with Father's Day, if you guys were able to get home and see your family and hang out with them for the week, or the weekend, I should say. If not, hey, we know how it is. And most, you know, families that have been together for years know exactly how it is when it comes to trucking, because you never know when you're going to get home. So with that being said, I just want to say, you know, I'm glad you guys were able to be home with family if you were able to. If not, then, you know, we all appreciate all the fathers and dads out there and appreciate what all of our husbands and that do, you know, to make sure that we can all stay at home and not have to work that hard. Or in my case, you know, do what I do with my little side businesses. But, okay, so I have a couple things I do want to talk to you guys about tonight, only because, you know, why not, right? Okay, I have some bad news for you guys. You're going to hate to hear this. Well, then again, you may have already heard it. I don't know. I'm just here to kind of tell you what I've heard and what I've seen and what I've read today. I have actually seen on one of the websites that, you know, I'm on in order to bring you guys some news. We are actually, here we go. Okay, on August 21st through the 27th. Yes, another brake safety inspection week. So keep that in mind when you guys are out, and that puts you out on, let's see. Basically, that's the last week of August is where it's going to fly, from a Sunday to a Saturday. So, you know, get those ducks in a row, because they're going to be checking not just brake. I think they use the whole brake safety thing as a ploy to get everybody to, you know, pay attention. But they are doing every step inspections, every level is what it's reading here, you know, what they're looking for, it says. So it's conducted by law enforcement jurisdictions in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. So it doesn't matter. You're going to be anywhere you go, they're going to be checking you for something. Okay. Brake-related violations comprise a large percentage of out-of-service. We know this. Guys, you don't have to be told this stuff. So if you're with one of those companies that don't like to do, you know, general maintenance, or they give you a runaround and want to keep saying, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, you can run just a little bit longer, just throw this up at them and say, hey, guess what? Brake safety is on August 21st through 27th. So we have 75 days, actually less than that, because this was actually posted yesterday. Oh, no, today's the 22nd, correct? Yeah. So today, you know, it was updated today. It was originally posted on June 7th, so just be, you know, ready for that the last week of December or August. Okay, I have a question. It's kind of a polling question. I just kind of want to know what you guys think. It's another poll that I found online. It says, does size matter for when you choose a company to drive for? What do you guys think? Do you like companies that have lower amount of people, or do you like them that have more amounts? So let me know what you guys think about that. Give me a shout out or call me here on the radio station, and that's 515-602-9731, option one, of course, to be part of the conversation, or you can just call in and listen. It's up to you guys. So that's kind of my question tonight to put out there. I want you guys to let me know what you think. Do you
think you want to have more trucks or compete with more drivers? Is it easier for you to compete with more drivers? I would venture to say, you know, less trucks, better freight. But then again, you get less trucks, your company might not be able to get that better freight, because if you're not out there with more trucks, they're not going to want to give the companies that don't have a lot of, you know, availability for loads in order to get the loads transported. So let me know what you think. All right. Here's something else that I ran across that kind of threw me when I read it. I can't even say it really threw me. It's kind of sad, but a three dying crash, fire of two tractor trailers on I-80 in Wyoming. Okay, so three people died in early morning hours Friday, June 17th, when two tractor trailers collided on Interstate 80 in Wyoming. The Wyoming Highway Patrol said in the news release on Facebook that the crash occurred sometime around 1:20 a.m. near mile post 383 on Interstate 80 east of Cheyenne. Authorities report their preliminary investigation show a tractor trailer was eastbound on I-80 when the driver lost control, causing the truck and trailer to roll over and stop in the roadway. A second eastbound tractor trailer collided with the overturned truck and trailer, and both vehicles immediately became engulfed in flames. The Highway Patrol statement said that they were still trying to identify the occupants of the two tractor trailers. The fire also made it difficult to identify the makes and models of both trucks. The eastbound lanes of I-80 were closed at mile post 370 and 386 for most of Friday while the investigation was cleaned and cleared up. And one of the comments somebody posted about says, I saw the roadway after cleanup and a round tire circus outlined the empty truck that was blown over onto driver's side due to extreme wind gusts. Second truck hit the underbelly of the overturned truck on the fuel tanks, causing the explosion. Massive fire charring concrete roadway, burning medium and shoulder. High profile empty truck warning was in place due to 60 mile per hour plus wind gust. I pray no elongated suffering for the three occupants. I think that's all we can all pray for, that one. You know, so it's sad to see when a fellow driver loses their life for any reason. Okay, so that goes from that to a little bit of a pick-me-up on this one for you guys. This is something I seen another person that I'm friends with on Facebook that Greg and I both met her and her husband a couple years ago. But down in Columbus, which, you know, is about 3 hours from us, they do, it's not actually in Columbus, it's in Chillicothe, so outside of Columbus. It's Kenworth shows off 50 new and classic trucks in hometown parade. It says the Kenworth Class A truck assembly plant in Chillicothe, Ohio, recently hosted its inaugural Kenworth Truck Parade in downtown Chillicothe recently. And I didn't know they did this. It would have been something, you know, cool to go and watch. I mean, yeah, it would have been a little bit of a hike, but it would have been kind of cool to go see. The parade featured more than 50 new classic and custom Kenworth Class 8 trucks, including models. Truck drivers from 28 states and Canada traveled to Chillicothe to showcase their trucks. The parade began at dusk, allowing drivers to show off their trucks' light features as they made their way through the historic downtown area of Chillicothe, a city of some 21,000 people and about 45 miles south of Columbus. To support local community, the Kenworth Chillicothe plant raised money for the United Way of Ross County. During the parade, Kenworth Chillicothe plant employees and members of the United Way of Ross County collected donations. Our first Kenworth truck parade here in Chillicothe was a lot of fun, said Jack Schmidt, Kenworth Chillicothe assistant plant manager. Thanks to all the drivers, many of whom spent vacation time to travel here to participate and show off their rigs for such a great event. through this parade, we were able to generate a nice donation to the United Way of Ross County, which will help support community programs in our area. We're already looking forward to next year's parade to celebrate of Kenworth's 100-year anniversary. Leading up to the truck parade, the plant held events at its facility for drivers and the families participating in the and in attending the parade. Drivers had an opportunity to take a tour of the plant to see where the majority of Kenworth's Class 8 trucks are built. The plant also hosted a family event on the plant's property during the day of the parade. The Kenworth Chillicothe plant, which opened in 1974, is located on a 120-acre, 622,000-square-foot facility, recently received two 2022 Manufacturing Leadership Awards from Manufacturing Leadership Council of the National Association of Manufacturers. The plant was honored for its Kenworth plant facility and Henrod Arrow Proofing Project. Here are some of the trucks that were in the parade. And there's, they got some pictures. And I'm thinking one of our good old boys would have been perfect for this parade because I see some trucks that look like his. So Robbie would have been a good one for this because he does have a Kenworth P something, something or other. So they all kind of look the same to me when they get to that air. But there was some really nice ones. They had a lot of cab overs. So what I'm going to do is I'll go, let me get to where I can share this. I'm going to share it on our site. I think I can share it. I can never remember. So, but it's actually kind of nice to see that because I thought it was kind of cool, and I will also see if I can get some of the video that a couple other people I know that shared and save it. Okay, here we go. I'm copying the link. So I'm going to go to our Facebook. Okay, I'm going to go to Facebook and do that after a bit because I can't do it while I'm on here with you guys. But I'm actually, what I'll do right now is just share it to mine, and then I will put it on our Facebook page too. And I'm trying to do more than one thing. Sometimes it gets me a little bit. There we go. All right, so I just posted it. So you guys can look, when you get time, look at the pictures because there were some really cool ones. And you might actually be able to go on their website and find it and pull it up that way to, watch the videos or the parade that a lot of people did post. So, but I thought that was pretty cool. And, you don't see a lot of stuff like that, especially, downtown area. Oh, especially, in Ohio. But and it's what's funny is I didn't even know there was a Kenworth plant in Chillicothe. Probably been by it many times because we used to load out from down in Chillicothe anyways, but still, I didn't know. All right, so did you guys hear about this? I just happened to flip through here and find this. This is like crazy. A trucker busted for carrying $4 million in meth. And it's like almost fills a, like a plastic skin. It's like, wow. Okay, so I got to tell you about this one. A truck driver entering the U.S., guess where from? Mexico, was arrested last week when authorities found 310 pounds of suspected methamphetamines. Border Patrol agents say the drugs were worth some $4 million. Whew. The meth was discovered on Friday, June 17th, at the Far International Bridge in Far, Texas. The tractor trailer was attempting to enter the U.S. from Mexico when it was given a secondary inspection and a screening by a canine team. During the inspection, officers discovered a total of 1,200 packages of suspected drugs weighing 310 pounds. The drugs and truck were seized. The case is still under investigation by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security Investigation. Wow. That's a lot of drugs, and that's the one they caught. Can you imagine how many other ones they didn't catch? Or was this a decoy for them to bring the next set in that had more and they just missed it because they were, on this one? Because they could have had a bunch more in cars. But it's just crazy how many people get away with that stuff and do that all the time. Because, you know, there's more of them that come through. And it's not just a select few once in a while like that. It's definitely more people that is coming through with drugs from Mexico and probably even Canada if you, you know, think about it. It's a possibility. I don't want to say that they are, but we all know that majority of them do come from Canada. Mexico. So, okay. I got a glare. All right, let's see. Okay. I never have anything major to talk to you guys about. So it's nice when I have you guys on here to actually, you know, break into conversation with me and help. But I know it's kind of hard. And I think, honestly, I think a lot of people are getting burned out when it comes to the radio shows all the time. Because we do one every night of the week. You know, I tried doing one on Wednesday and it was all gung-ho. Everybody was so enthralled with it that it was a great idea that we have one just for the ladies. And, you know, we talk about different things with trucking for the ladies. But it's kind of hard to talk things trucking about, you know, when it's just yourself. So. So let's see. I have a caller waiting, but we're going to go to a quick, you know, commercial break, I should say. So we'll be with the caller in just a minute. I want to go to our sponsors here real quick. And here we go.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and I's. Redneck and I's, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.
All right, you're live.
All right, good evening. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing just fine. How about yourself?
Okay. Hey, I was talking to Robbie earlier. He's supposed to be calling in.
Yeah, he's hanging here. I see him on here, but I think he's scared.
Are you scared,
Robbie? Okay. I can't get him. See, you're good at getting him, you know, all riled up. I can't get him riled up.
Oh, I get him wound up. It didn't take much to get him wound up. You're talking about them Kenworths down there. I figure he already didn't. I'm surprised he already didn't chew in. You know?
I know.
But I'd kind of be embarrassed too if I drove a plastic truck. I wouldn't want to call in either.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the DOT, the next spring safety week and everything, I've been noticing here lately. I mean, you and I talk about it, but I've been noticing that they used to start out, it was June, and that was it for the year, you know, and then they do their normal routine all year long. But
right.
Now it's getting to the point where they're having 3 and 4 and 5 of them a year. And I really think what it's coming down to is the price of fuel going up, the cost of parts going up, the freight rates are in the tank because somebody's getting the money and it sure ain't getting passed on to the trucks. So, I mean, you and I have already discussed that. I mean, it's not the money is there. Somebody's getting the money. These rates, you know, this freight is paying more to be shipped than what's getting passed on to the trucks. I guarantee you. I'm not going to blame all the brokers, but I'm thinking a lot of the brokers is pocketing a lot more money than what they're saying this stuff pays. That's neither here nor there. But back to these safety checks and everything, it's a cash cow because they know that the parts is going up. They're getting harder and harder to get parts for. The fuel price is going up. The freight rates being down. The guys ain't making money that they was making So it's getting harder and harder for them to keep the maintenance up on their trucks. So
Right. Naturally,
they're cutting corners, and they're cutting corners on their equipment. They're trying to run their trucks and get as much as they can get out of them, and naturally, you're going to have problems with them. Well, you know, this brake's getting down, but I can get away with it for another month or so. Well, that's fine. We've all did that. You know, we've all thought, well, I need to fix this, but I can put it off a little bit longer. Well, that's what they're out there focusing on. They're trying to catch the ones that's doing that, which it's not hard to do, but it's a cat and mouse game. I mean, they're doing that because, and now they ain't got money to fix the equipment, so now they're out there and they're taking it. They're taking what little bit they got. They're trying to get off drivers. The states and the federal DOT, and that they're trying to get as much money as they can because they're hurting like everybody else. They're trying to get a dollar anywhere they can. And
right.
In my opinion, that's where the problem is. And until this industry wakes up, which it'll never happen, it's going to continue to be like that. And again, we've talked about it on Ed's show. We've talked about it at the truck shows. We've talked about it numerous times on the road, everywhere. It's never going to end because there's just too many that won't participate. You know, it's not going to just go away on its own. We're going to have to, as drivers and companies alike, are going to have to make it go away.
Well, hold that thought right there.
Until they decide to do that, they're over. Okay.
Yeah. Hold that thought right there, because I'm going to bring Robbie on now.
Now you unmute me. You know, I was just going to listen, and then Greg has to bring up my name, and then you and the KW thing, and it's just not going right today.
I was being serious when I said that, because I thought it would have been a perfect place for your truck, because all your lights on there, it would have been nice.
Yeah, I guess.
Like I said, I didn't know about it, or we would have talked about it before, you know, that they were doing something like that down there. But it would have been kind of cool to go and see, but, you know. So other than, you know.
I ain't picking on him just because it took him 4 chrome shops and he still never found the light that he needs. Hey, what's that to me?
You know, I went across the street at this Flying J, man, at the border of Georgia and Florida, and they didn't have crap in that place either.
It's getting hard to find anything,
not for
Robbie.
What I'm looking for. In it is.
Robbie, am I not right, Robbie, with all these DOT checks that they're doing, all these freight safety checks and stuff? The freight rates are down. The drivers ain't got the money, and they're trying to monopolize on what little bit, but they're trying to get what little bit the drivers have got. They know the trucks are running out here with things wrong with them, and you know they can't afford to fix them. They can't afford to be out here. They have to work because they got to make a living for their family. So if it means letting something slide, then that's what they're doing. It's not right, but. Unfortunately, what the government's doing ain't right either, but what are you going to do? I mean, do you let your family starve, or do you let a brake run down a little bit or a tire run down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, to feed your family and take care of your family?
You know, I learned about a little over 2 years ago on, just let it slide a little bit. It can wait for another week. It can wait for another week, and boom, there goes a tire. And and some of these guys out here, they'll just keep going and keep going on it and don't fix their truck. And another thing that is stupid on FMCSA to announce when they're going to do it. You're just telling the driver, hey, why don't you take a vacation here?
Exactly.
Well,
for a week.
I understand, but that's not what I was getting at. What I was saying is, just like you said, you know, you realized a year or so ago that, you know, you had a tire that was getting down a little bit. It was still runnable, but it was getting down to the point where you knew it was going to go. But, you know, it's like, well, I really don't have the money right now to change it, but give it a couple more weeks and things will be better and I can get it done. Well, Well, you didn't get that chance because it went before you got it. It tore some stuff up.
Yep.
It cost you more money in the end. But
exactly.
That being said, that's the problem we got out here. The money's not there because their freight rates ain't there, and it's costing everything, just about everything you're making, half of that's going in back into the fuel tanks. So now the parts has went through the roof. Donnie, for instance, that little mounting bracket, it's a little piece of C-channel that goes up underneath the bunk for the leveling valve on his bunk on that Freightliner. Classic of his, Robbie. He priced that up at Freightliner. He called them. Freightliner said they discontinued it. However, we got one. But he said the price on that is $800 for a little piece of C-channel aluminum. It's about 4 inches wide,
yep.
2 inches thick, and it's about $800 for a piece of C-channel.
I wouldn't imagine how many, you know, over in Pittsburgh or up in Cleveland or somewhere that is a metal shop that will have that in stock.
Robbie,
get right over on the hill
and
whack a piece
there.
Off.
Her dad over there, he had two or three cabs over, had one on it. We took one off of that, but that's not the principle. It's a piece of C-channel, aluminum, basically aluminum C-channel. Nothing special about it.
No, there's not.
Make one. It's got four holes in it. Two bolts bolted underneath the edge of the cab on the back, and two bolts bolted the leveling valve to that C-channel just to space it out from under the cab right there, plus from the back of the cab so the leveling rod will hook up. $800. That is insane. And that's where the problem is. The prices on everything has went through the roof. Guys can't afford to fix their trucks, pay for fuel, and feed their families too. Something's got to be. It's just like paying your bills. Okay, well, the electric bill's going to have to wait till next week. I got to pay my gas bill this week. I'll pay a little bit on this, a little bit on that. We've all been there and done it at one time in life. If you ain't lived. But now it's getting to the point now where. You know, it used to be, and I was a bad one for saying it. If you can't afford to fix your truck and keep your truck fixed, you don't need it. All right, you don't need to be driving. But it's getting to the point now where it's not just the owner operators. It's coming down on the companies too. You know, these bigger companies are doing the same thing. You know, they're cutting corners. All right.
I think the bigger companies may cut more corners than an owner operator would, but yeah, you're right that there's a lot of guys that I'll do a little here, a little there, but then there's other guys that when it breaks, it gets fixed.
Right.
Example, me and you. When it breaks, it needs to get fixed, and it needs to get fixed now.
Right.
And when it comes to the point where I can't fix my truck, then I will park. I won't have no option because I can't afford to get put out of business or get my driver's license all marked up because of it. It's just not there. It's not there. You're not making enough money to take the chance.
It's not feasible to be running a business like that. You shouldn't be running a business like that.
Well, you know, if you can't afford to fix your truck, that's fine. All right, if something like that's wrong. But... All right, now, you didn't get put in that hardship. I mean, well, you did. They helped, but you're part of the reason, not the solution. Part of the problem, not the solution. But if you go out there and get in an accident, you hurt somebody or kill somebody, and they spec that truck and say, well, you know, he had two or three brakes out of that outfit that was inoperable or below specs. So now, you know, the truck was the fault. Now, you're going to go to prison. Your family still ain't going to have an income coming in. Your business is gone, and the government don't care. It's all about the money, man. They don't care. They don't care. These companies, they don't care. You go out with a piece of company equipment, and you get in trouble, and you go to prison with a company truck. That company don't care. They might think they do. They might say they do, you know, and all. We really appreciate our drivers. No, they don't. They appreciate the money that the drivers is making for them. If you go out here and you have a heart attack, you die, you do whatever in that truck, They pull your dead ass out of that truck, put another driver in the seat. That truck never loses a dime. That truck keeps making money. In the meantime, you're either dead or you're in the hospital, whatever. You're not able to ever drive a truck again. The company don't care. You know what they tell you? Hey, it's been nice. We're sorry. Sorry about your luck, you know, sorry about your health problems and everything. We appreciate everything you did to us. Have a nice life. Good luck. That's what they're going to tell you. Good luck.
Yeah, they
won't mention all the thousands and thousands of dollars that you made for them while you worked for them. No, when you quit making money for them, they don't need you no more. You're expendable. You're just like a piece of equipment to them. You know, when it comes to a job driving a truck, you're a piece of equipment. You can be replaced just like a tire, a light, a brake, a truck, anything. You know, they can replace you. You step out, another one steps in. It's the way it's always been. It'll always be like that. All right.
Unfortunately, yes would be like with most companies. You do have a select few that may actually, you know, truly care about their drivers. You know, but we all know those can be, you know, far and in between.
It's a very, very select few. I'll tell you that.
I do have to say, you know, today I got a phone call from Bennett. And it was their weekly, because Bennett, you know, I don't want to say they're a highly religious company, but they are faith-based, and they actually, you know, they do, every Wednesday, they do a religious call. So I actually listened to it today, and last week they had four drivers that lost their lives, and two drivers was a husband and wife team in a truck accident. And another driver got hit. He was out of his truck walking somewhere. They didn't say, just said they, you know, he got hit in a truck accident, but he was not involved in the truck accident. He was just a casualty of the accident. And another driver was one that they found. They could not get a hold of him for a couple of days, and his tracker had not moved. And when they got a hold of local police in the area where he was last known to be, they found him deceased in his truck.
That's sad.
Yeah, and that's what their whole thing was, you know, this week on it, because it just, you know, they did a big memorial down there in Georgia, you know, for these families on Sunday, because this, you know, was last week. They talked about that today on that call, and it was actually kind of nice, and it was walking, you know, I think 15 minutes tops, you know. And I thought, you know a lot of people are not religious, and, you know, heaven's sake knows, everybody knows we're not religious. But it was just, you know, to know that they took the time just to, you know, to call and just, you don't have to talk to them. They just give you a little bit of an encouragement, let you know that they care about you, and, you know. And it was like, wow. Because every time they've called, I've just hung up the phone. But I thought, well, you know what, I'll listen this time and see. I was like, huh, okay. It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it's, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, I'm not religious to the point, you know, you and I, where we go to church every Sunday and every time the doors open, yes, we believe in God. Yes, there is a higher power, but I can't. You know, there's so much of it. Everybody is trying to pound religion down your throat. You're constantly pushing it on you. And, you know, if you want to read the Bible, you know, back with God, there was no churches. You didn't need a big church to go to, you know, to worship. But now they got these big cathedrals, and they got these big, huge churches. And to, you know, congregations and stuff, you know, and who makes money off of that?
The church. That's all that makes it.
That's exactly right. The pastor, whoever owns that church, is the one that's making money off of it. Go look and see the kind of lifestyle that that man or that woman or his husband, wife, whoever, go look at how they live. Look at their lifestyle. I mean, look at bakers. Look at a lot of them. They got big, big, huge, extravagant homes. They got big, fancy cars, yachts, whatever they want. And the people are just that goes to churches are just normal people like us. It says in the Bible, they went out, go out to a tree stump, go out in the middle of a field, sit there in your house at your dining room table. You can pray anywhere. You don't need to go to a big
church. Exactly.
God hears you no matter where you're at or what you're doing. So when they start preaching, well, do you go to church? No, I don't go to church. I don't have to go to church. Because I know God's with me. I know he's watching me. He's looking over me no matter where I'm at. You know, I don't need all that or somebody to tell me, you know, send half your paycheck or a lot of them. It's amazing that how many people send a percentage of their earnings to their church.
Yeah, for their tithe.
All right. That is crazy. I mean,
yeah.
That's just, no, I can't justify that. But off of that subject, back to everything else, the Venice company of what, 500 plus, I think, trucks running now?
I think so, something along those lines, yeah.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate, but a company of size, y'all, would it be a 500 trucks? I mean, I'm thinking that's right around there. Donnie would probably know better than me, but unfortunately, he don't listen to radio that show that much. But if so, I mean, four people, that's a pretty good hit in 1 week.
Yeah. And, you know, especially knowing that one of them was a husband-wife team.
Right.
You know, and then knowing that Bennett is all owner-operators. It's not like there's company drivers. But even if it was company drivers, it's still, you know, sad to see and know about. It doesn't matter,
right.
You know, what they do. But, you know, when they said that today, I was like, and it kind of threw me for a minute, you know, because I figured it was going to be, you know, nothing but just this preaching session, and then, you know, but even the pastor that was on there, he was, you know, because there's two of them, a guy from Bennett, and then the preacher that they have that works with, you know, because you can call, if you want to talk to the preacher, you can call Bennett, and they will put you in touch with him any time, day or night. He's there for any driver that drives for the company, you know. So it was kind of nice, because a lot of guys out here on the road don't have that aspect when it comes to trucking. You know, they'll be gone all week long, and you know, and I don't even know, because, you know, I'm actually not out there anymore, how many of those little trailers are still at a lot of the truck stops, the, you know.
Another thing you have to look at, think about how many drivers is out here, not just with us, with Bennett, but all trucks in general. Think of how many of these guys out here that's just, they're themselves. That's it. They have no family members left.
Right.
They have nobody, you know, nobody but them. So, yes, they stay out here. They live out here in their trucks, mm-hmm. and they just, all they want to do is make a living so they can survive the rest of their life. But they don't have, they may not have any family members left. They might be the last remaining, you know, of their family.
Right.
Now, that's hard enough, but now they're out there, they don't have anybody to check on them. They don't have anybody to call if they get sick and say, look, I'm not feeling good or whatever. They just keep going and keep going. And then, unfortunately, yeah, that's the way they end up. They end up, somebody finds them, or if it wasn't the company keeping track of them, which, now, don't take this the wrong way, nobody, but the company, you know, hey, we didn't see the truck moving, whether he was loaded or empty, well, the truck wasn't moving, so what's going on with him? All right, a lot of the companies will look at it for, you know, I'm not saying that they, you know, in respect to the driver, they're looking out for the driver, but a lot of these companies are looking out for their equipment, their assets. If they got companies,
right.
If they're in a company truck, they're looking out for their equipment. You know, they don't care what the driver's doing, but they want to know where that, why is our piece of equipment sitting there not being moved? It should be out
exactly
making
money.
Now, the driver passes away. Okay, fine. Now they get him out of there. They bring a truck back. They clean it out or get rid of it. Get another one. Boom. They're still making money, and that driver's dead. Is the company going to go and take care of that driver's family the rest of their life? No, they're not. They might give them a little bit, you know, to kind of help with funeral expenses or help tide them over for a couple months or
right.
whatever to get them through, and then they're forgot about. And it's sad. It's sad. But that's the way the world is now.
But I just thought that was kind of nice, just, you know, when they, like I said, they've called many times before and never listened, and it was like, but I listened to it, and I was like, you know what, that's actually nice, knowing that, you know, if you have something that it comes up or happens, and, you know, even if you're a driver and not, you know, it directed straight to you for something that happened to you while you're on the road, but if you're out there and seen something that happened, such as, you know, a car wreck that you were witness to, and you just need to talk to somebody about it, you know, that is nice to know that you can call them and talk to them. And I wish every company
right.
would have something like that, have some sort of person that the drivers can call and vent to. Because just like one driver that we both know that told an ex-boss that he was going to do something if he didn't get out of the truck, you know, that may have been something that, you know, could have been beneficial to him to be able to talk to somebody about it before it got to that point.
Oh, if he didn't take his medicine.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, well,
I think that had a lot more to do with this. Let's head up there.
Yeah, well, he was a piece of work. He was a trip. I was my buddy. He was all right, but the world was all wrong. But yes, he was a good guy. But yeah, he just got it wasn't so much that he was just way back then. He was irritated with the industry like we are now. And if you look back at the way it was then, the way it is now, he had no right to be irritated then. Now he would really be bad. And
yeah.
He's still in it. He's still around, but I just wonder what his attitude is now. Of course, now he's working hourly, or salary or whatever. So he's making the same thing every week, still driving the company truck, but he's still, you know, he makes the same every week, but no matter what he does, so it don't matter.
But it's just, you know, to know that drivers have somebody to talk to whenever they need it, and I really do think every company should implement something along those lines.
Right.
You know, because there's not every driver, because just like you, I don't see you calling and saying, hey, I need to talk to the chaplain today because some things happened. I just need somebody to talk to. I don't see you ever doing that.
Well, I call home and talk to my wife. And when I do that, I tell her, you know, I'm having a bad day. I'm not tired of this. I don't like the way things is going. I'm getting frustrated. And you know what my wife tells me? Shut up,
what's
go
that?
To work. Just keep going. Just be quiet and go to work.
I honestly have to say,
so,
I don't think she would have told you that.
So I just...
So, you know, it's a good
work.
Thing.
I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to go to work today either, but she told me, it's time for you to go. Just get out of here and go to work.
But you know, it's a good thing that you run your mouth when you're X miles away from home, because I think your wife would probably beat you with something.
Oh, yeah, I vouch for that.
But Hey, Robbie. On a note, bring a little humor into this, I got me a nap a little bit ago, Robbie. I just want you to know, I feel like a brand new man now. I got me a nap.
Oh, great. Oh, you let down. You turned on a show
on.
And you went out like that, did you?
I got me a couple hour nap in there. You know, you felt good too, boy. So I
what?
Pulled in here. I was talking to Robbie when I pulled in here, Tiffin. And I'm down here at Mount Nebo down here in West Virginia, down here on 19.
Okay.
I pulled in here and got fuel, and I come around here and parked, and I thought, well, I'll call the people down here and see if they'd take this early because they scheduled until 6:30 tomorrow night.
Right.
The guy told me, he said, you know, I really like you. He said, man, we're booked. We're booked solid. He said, I ain't going to have an opening until then. I said, okay. I said, no problem. I said, it's always worth the call. He said, oh, yeah. It's always worth the phone call. It never hurts to call and check. I said, okay. I'll see you at 6:30 tomorrow night. He said, okay, drive safe. That's all I got out of him. So I said, okay, I got from now until 6:30 tomorrow evening to be downstate from North Carolina. I got 200 miles to go. Man, I don't know. I'm going to be pretty tired.
You might want to run your pickup or your Toyota Avalon down there so you can help him drive the 200 miles he has to go.
I know,
I think,
right?
It's a little rough on him.
Huh. Well, if I knew this from where I was at Butler, I could have went back to the house for a few hours. I could have faced moving some dirt.
No, you wouldn't want to do that because it stormed so hard here earlier, it flickered the lights and everything else.
Yeah, it's supposed to start raining here about 8 o'clock, and it ain't looking good. The sky's getting pretty black, so, yeah, it's supposed to start raining here.
No, I decided to go inside and eat at this Denny's, which was about a lost cause. But anyways, they had the Weather Channel on, and that storm that's coming down, oh, yeah, you're going to get – it's going to pour like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and you know what
I'm going to do? There's a lot of orange in it and some green, and
yeah.
I think there was a couple spots of red.
And I'm going to lay here, and I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep just like ain't nobody business. Let it rain, let it pour. No matter. It is what it is.
Greg, if you would have loaded and went to the house, you wouldn't have got your napping.
They wouldn't have got their freight tomorrow night either, because good chance I probably wouldn't have went. They might as well reschedule for another day because, man, I can't see me making it down there overnight. So, Robbie, what are you going to do in August when they have that, or whenever it is, when they have that safety bread, that brake safety check?
I'm not scared.
You ain't scared? I ain't either. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home and play around the house for a couple of days. Not because there's anything wrong with my truck. That's for the fact that I ain't playing their game no more. Hell with them. If they can't get out there and do their job every damn day, then I ain't going to go out there and give them the benefit. You know, one week, I ain't going to do it.
I'm not worried about it. My truck's up to par, so if they find something, all right, cool. You noticed something I didn't. I'll get it fixed, okay?
Yep. Well, why don't you try to get a load through the house next weekend?
Why?
Well, I got a little project I get you to do for me, and I'll sit there and watch you. I'll show you how to do it. That way you'll know how to do it when you do yours.
I am not running that buffer.
No. I ain't talking about the buffer.
He's talking about
the air gun. The air gun this time.
Air gun.
Yeah. My kid will be here for the front axle. You can put that airbag.
Oh, hell no.
Huh?
I'll show up with a 12-pack of beer and a chair.
Robbie, I thought you was friends here.
We are. You know better than that. If I show up there, I'm going to help you.
Friends don't let friends drive Ford. You know that old saying. I think it should be friends don't let friends drive Kenworths. But I can't get you a Freightliner, so I guess we got to deal with it.
Well, you haven't bought me one yet, so I tried to get Donnie's, but he won't sell me his. I'll put him straight across from my truck for his truck.
He might as well sell it to somebody because he sure hell ain't fixing it anytime soon. Not quick anyhow. Yeah, he's taking it. He's getting there, but slow but sure. I'd already committed suicide if I'd have spent another week in that damn that international when I had it.
I know.
All the gray hair
like
that I got,
truck.
My hair would have really been gray if I'd come up with about another 6 months of that truck.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that truck.
No.
That's all right. Yeah, I ain't getting excited. I'm going to sit here for a while. Wait till that storm passes over, and then I'll wait and mosey down through your head because there ain't going to be no truck. There ain't going to be no parking down through there tonight this late anyhow. I only got 200 miles. I can do it. I can do it in the morning or whatever. Ain't no big deal. At least I know here, you know, there's parking here. They ain't going to bother you. Ain't going to worry about it. Because by the time I get empty tomorrow night at 6:30, then it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late to load anything tomorrow night. So now I'm going to be into Friday before I get loaded for the weekend.
Yeah.
I'll have a real profitable week this week.
I was kind of surprised you loaded out today.
Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't want to. I'm getting aggravated. I just really don't want to. I'm like everybody else, a lot of other people, same way. I just don't want to do this anymore, but you got to do what you got to do. Got to pay your bills. When you got,
yeah,
when you got
that
family
home
at home.
Not paying your bills.
Yeah, when you got a family at home and a high maintenance wife and whatever, you know, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Seriously?
Yeah, if she wants her toys, you got to pay the bills.
Did I say that out loud?
You know what?
I'm 1,100 miles, about 1,200 miles away from her right now. I better shut my mouth. I'm not going to be able to stay there no more. I won't get no lasagna, no steak, no nothing.
My dear Facebook friend, do you know where your husband was today?
Huh?
Oh, you need to stay off of Messenger. You need to stay off Facebook. Hey, I was looking and I didn't find what I wanted. I didn't spend I washed my truck today. I spent $80.
$80 worth of truck so you can go out driving the rain.
Yeah, you'll
actually,
have that
it just rained
time.
On it rained on me when I was going into the truck wash and it was done by the time I got out.
That's good. Kind of
and
bad.
Now it's
probably
just hot.
Should have waited until after you got out of the truck wash to rain. That way you'd have got it rinsed off. Because I know damn well Beacon didn't rinse it good.
It's not bad for a Beacon wash.
Is that right?
Yeah. I walked around it.
You guys, if you can talk Penny into moving back out here, maybe we'd rent a building. I'd probably buy a building or get a building. I'd open up a truck wash and you could run it. And I'll pay you $15 an hour.
Okay,
to
not a problem.
I'll pay you $15 an hour to manage it.
How much?
$15 an hour, and then you can go out and find you a dump truck job. You drive that, or a dump truck driver job, or whatever you want to call it, and then you can do that on the side to supplement your income. And I sit there like a fat cat.
I think you hit your head when you were sleeping taking your nap.
No.
It's either that or your phone's breaking. I can't tell the difference.
You know, it's funny because I woke up about 20:07. I thought, "Ooh, man, I'm cutting that close."
Be all right.
Oh well.
Either that, or you need a cup of coffee.
Oh, I got one of them. I already picked me a cup of coffee. That's why I did change my feet in the floor back there. So what else is going on to talk about?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing
else
really.
Anybody else trying to call in out of our wonderful bunch of group people that yeah, uh-huh.
No, it's the normal people on every day.
You know, and
I know.
I did this on Wednesday just so, you know, some of the women can jump on, and I don't even get that.
Well, there's confused to me. Well, it's on Sunday, and everybody's home on Sunday, and they've got other things going on. If it was through the week, well, Ed does one every night, or we'll do one every evening through the week, then that gets no response. You do one every Wednesday just for the women. That gets no response. So I'm thinking a lot of them, all they're doing is just blowing smoke. Well, you know what? you're either part of it or you're not part of it. But, you know, don't sit there and include yourself in the group if you can't participate and go in with us. You're either in it or you're out. One of the two. Now, I've said my piece, and I don't give a damn if they like it or not. That's just the way it is. That is the way it is.
Yeah, and this week I'm going to get a hold of the lady from Trucker Tools, Michelle, and get the one guy on and just schedule a couple people on for the next couple weeks. You know,
right.
So that'll give me some people to come on and talk to and ask questions to, and that way I can put it out there about on Facebook. So if people have any questions about the different companies, they can either email us the questions or they can call in or Facebook message us, something along those lines, and we can get these questions answered. But I'm hoping by getting a couple people on as guests, you know, speakers or, you know, callers and whatnot, maybe that'll help, because even on Ed's shows, not getting very many calls in or anything. I'm looking right now. Let me see if I can do this. Oh, put me right back on the same thing. Wrong thing. I just want to see what the episodes were the last couple times. You know, how many people listened.
I know last night Jeff and I were on.
Okay, yeah, see, I can't see callers, but you can look at or go to the listeners on the page here, and it'll tell you who actually downloaded and listened to the podcast later. And we're really not getting anybody that listens to it at a later date. Literally. Once in a while, a couple here and there, but mostly I had one downloaded on last Wednesday on the 15th, and then the Wednesday before that I didn't do one, but the Wednesday prior to that another one, and then every Wednesday I've had at least one person that's downloaded or a couple people that's listened to it at a later date, which is fine because that's, you know, but it would be nice to actually get callers on here so you can actually have a conversation and make it interesting and actually, you know, listen and talk to people more.
It'd be nice if somebody call in other than me and Robbie so we could take a break for a while and listen to somebody else's rant for a while instead of us being the only ones.
Yeah. So, I mean,
so
I set the call up.
And laugh at somebody else.
Yeah, I set it up tonight for an hour and a half. You know, I figured if it was more, fine. If not, then, you know, that's good too. But, yeah, the two-hour shows, when it's just one person kind of talking to themselves the whole time, does make it rough.
Yes,
and
right.
Just like on the Facebook Live tonight, have it going, and there hasn't been maybe one viewer that's popped on there.
Right.
So.
I don't know. It's getting really irritating, you know. I mean, I'm not saying I've got everybody that listens to us, but it's the ones that want to sit to talk about, well, I'm part of a group, Redneck and I, I'm part of the group, I'm part
mm-hmm.
of the group. You're part of the group if you participate in it and help the group. But when you sit there and you talk and, well, I'm part of that group, but yet, you know, the only time we see them people or talk to them people is at a truck show.
Right.
That's the only time you see them or hear from them. Now, that to me is a little bit, you know, it's irritating. You know, it's I don't know. And there's no call for it. You know,
no,
it's one excuse right after another of why you can't call, why you can't talk, why you can't contact them. You know, and that's not right.
No. But let's just hope that when it comes time for our truck show that we get more people to pull in and help. Because I really hate to have to hire, you know, an event people to run it and pay them to come in and work the gates and stuff like that, which is probably what we're going to end up having to do. Because
yeah,
we're not going to get enough people
like
I know, but still, we're not going to get enough people that we can trust in order to run the gates
no.
and do money. So if you hire event... No.
Half of them that's in the with us, you know, that helps us and stuff down truck show. Half of them, you don't, you know, you can't depend on them.
Yeah.
They're undependable. You can't depend on them. They'll tell you, oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Oh, well, something come up, and I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm going to try,
right.
But I can't guarantee that. Well, I know things happen, but year after year after year after year, no, I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of the excuses. Get mad at me if you want, and they know who they are. So if I touch a nerve with them, then they know who they are, you know. So don't, it's just the way it is.
Right.
Yeah, we've all got lives to live. We've all got jobs. I drive truck just like they do. I'm out here making a living just like they do. Now, if it comes to the point where you can't put something aside or work your schedule in around that, or work it in around your schedule, then you might as well go drive a company truck and let them tell you what they're going to do all the time, because you're letting them do it now.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody or no company going to tell me how to run the truck, when I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. The last company tried that. Where'd that get them? The last two.
Very true, very true.
So, I'm just trying to get Robbie to come over here so I can recoup my $500. Donnie got $500 from me. Now I'm out to get my $500 off of Robbie.
Well,
I'm kind of thinking on I'll get a hold of Donnie on that one.
Ooh,
well, you
take
a lollipop. Why you got? Oh, listen, Linda.
Why you got to be a Richard?
Yeah, why you got to be a Richard?
No, that's good right there. I think that's funny.
You know what's going to be funny? The next time he comes up and says, hey, are you at home? You're going to be home this weekend? I got a wheelchair. I need brakes on my truck. I'm going to stop in and do them at your house. I'm going to say, nah, nobody's going to be home this weekend, Robbie. Sorry. Better go to Love.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, we never do that, Robbie. I threaten you all the time. I tease you, but you know that never happens.
I know. I'm not going to give money to Donnie. I'll split the $500 with you.
Besides that,
hey, I'm trying to make some money here, too. Come on. I just had to buy tires yesterday, so I got to recoup my money somehow.
Oh, you poor baby.
No, it's the cost of doing business.
That's right. It's the cost of doing business. Cost of doing business. Yeah, it would be no fun if I did that to you, because then you would, you know, at least once a year when you come up there and do something on your truck or something. It's at least one time a year that we get into it, and we get mad at each other, and it lasts 15, 20 minutes, it's over with. But it happens at least once a year.
Yep.
And it's happened since the first year we met him. Him and I got into
yep.
the race cars. The first year I met Robbie, we got into it over the race cars. Then
yep.
we got into it. Then we got into it up there one day. Well, over the generator.
Yeah.
And then I made him mad. And then the last time was down there. No. Then we had down there at Joe's Crab Shack in Louisville. I got beat him guys. Well, that didn't last long. It was over. And now the last time was up there. We did that wheel seal on his truck here a couple months ago when he was up.
No, we didn't get into it on the wheel seal, or did we?
Well,
I don't remember it.
Yeah, well, a little bit, because you was, you know, trying to get it off, and I told you to slow down, relax, quit getting in a hurry.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well,
anyhow,
if you had the right socket on
it
came
out.
Right off, didn't it?
Yeah, so you got the right socket.
No, you got the right socket. You're in that container.
Yeah, I have to give it to Robbie on that one. You were the one that went and got it.
Well, You know what? Looking around
then,
in our
then
shed
I got
up there, it's like,
I got
it's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Then I got out a tool that you and your father-in-law were eyeballing and wanting to take it to try to hide it from me.
This
I'll
is true,
it.
Too.
I'll find that. Sooner or later, I'll find that in the truck.
Good luck.
Fact,
I got it hidden right now.
I forgot all about that. You looked at it. I need to find one of them, see if I can get us one of them for up on the hill. That thing's nice. We can use that.
Yeah.
That's something. I'll buy one. If I can find it, we can use one of them.
Macro Tools has it. Or no, it was Mac. Mac Tools.
I have to engrave our name on the damn thing, but.
Oh, I need to engrave my initials on it.
No, I got to engrave our name, my name on it, or somebody's name on it for other reasons. Because there's a lot of tools in that building up there, and if anything after that, I want to make sure I get them back.
No.
You don't know some of that family, like we do.
No.
So. But either or, that's near here and there. Now, I'm waiting. It ain't come yet. Man, gas, $4.95 down here. Crazy.
Yep, and it ain't going to get any better.
No. It's $4.33 down here for gas. $5.85 for diesel.
$6.19 cash up at Youngstown of a Girard. For diesel. $6.19 a gallon. I've
Jeez.
Seen that today over at Portersville. At that pilot over in Portersville over at exit 99 on 79. Because I went over to Butler and loaded and I come back out of Portersville. I stopped there at the pilot, just walked in, grabbed a cup of coffee and took off. I was talking to you when I left up there. $6.35 a gallon for diesel cash.
Wow.
I'm thinking you gotta be crazy, man. They have got to be out of their mind. Let's go, Brandon. Keep on keeping on, Uncle Joe. Now, I was watching on Fox. Now, here, the latest one, he started out blaming Putin. Then he started blaming the oil refineries for not drilling, you know. Then he started blaming the refineries for not refining it. Now he's blaming the fuel stops, you know, the gas stations and shit. Now he's trying to blame them because it says they're gouging. So it's like he's blaming everybody, but where he needs to put the blame, and that's on him for shutting the pipelines down.
Yep.
They're done. They ain't done. Wait on November. He's done. These Democrats, you know, in these states is losing their races, their primary races. They're losing left and right. They've been losing. They have primaries down south today. They lost all the way around. There ain't nobody wants anything to do with them. Now, they did report today that DeSantis is about 2 points ahead of Trump, you know, as far as a candidate for president. If it was run today, that DeSantis is at 39%, Trump was like at 37%. Well, big deal. Who cares? Whether it's Trump or DeSantis, if they get DeSantis or Trump in there, the outcome's going to be the same because DeSantis is going to go right back on Trump's agenda, I think. So either or, it don't matter. No matter.
Nope.
All right. What else are you talking about?
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
Retirement.
Retirement? Oh, I wish.
Yeah. I want to talk
that
about
that.
That ain't
retirement. Happening anytime soon. We can't afford to retire. It's just too expensive.
Can't afford to work either. That's too expensive right now. Getting to the point right now where it's going to, before long, like I said earlier today. He keeps up like it's going. We're going to have to start paying them to haul this stuff.
Right.
All they're going to do is allow us enough fuel. All they're going to do is allow us enough money for fuel to haul it, and we'll end up cutting them a check at the end of the week for surcharges. We'll have to give them a work privilege work privilege tax. We got to pay them for
work privilege.
Be like PA. Pennsylvania's got a work privilege tax unless they done away with it. You have to pay a tax every year just to work in the state of Pennsylvania. Because it's a privilege to work. It's not a right. It's a privilege. Since when has it ever been a privilege to have to work? If that's the case,
very
I don't
true.
Want that privilege. I don't want that privilege. I don't like that privilege.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
Check it out. Hold up. Check it out. Pennsylvania got a work privilege tax. Not just Pennsylvania. There's other states I think's got it too.
Yeah.
Man, it's just starting to like it. I might get a truck wrench here in a little bit, wash the dust off this thing.
Hmm. All it did out here was just make everything worse.
I think what we need to do later is call Ed and rattle his cage, Robbie.
Rattle his cage?
Call him and get a three-way call with him, man, and start jawing him tonight. Wind him up tighter enough.
He should be calling into this show.
Yeah,
it
never happened.
You know what?
He called
one time
and he kept losing service.
Because Tim don't call his, so he don't call hers. How many times, Robbie,
do
you remember her calling in on Ed's show when we was on there talking? A couple of times, and that's just because I irritated her and I said something she didn't like, so she called in to rather just to chew my butt up.
Well, somebody got to.
Exactly.
Hey. Hey.
What?
What you say, Robbie? It's ain't but a chicken wing.
Yeah. I was waiting for a messenger, something on messenger coming out.
What's that?
I thought you were going to get me in trouble with my wife.
No. No, it ain't got that bad yet.
Oh, okay. That's good then.
You're good.
I'm safe for tonight.
Yeah. Besides that, I figured she was still working anyhow, so I didn't want to bother at work.
Oh, yeah, she's still working.
Yep.
It's 5 o'clock at home.
More than I can say for you. She's working, you ain't.
Hey, I work today. I got paid today.
Yeah. Yeah, running chrome shop to chrome shop. Now you wore a set of brakes out stopping at chrome shops looking for a light.
Oh man, none of these chrome shops, sell anything anymore.
He stopped at Wildwood. He stopped at one up there, another one somewhere. Oh, Rainey's. Then he stopped up there at one in Georgia, and I think there was one in between there somewhere. It was like three or four.
No,
he
that
stopped.
Was it.
He even stopped
this
at Rainey's.
Three.
Huh?
Just those three today. Wildwood, Rainey's, and then I want to walk across the street at the one down here in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. He'll end up with four or five before he gets where he's going because he's going up to, he'll be up there. So, Highway 80, he did mention that. So he's going that way. He'll be up to that one before it's over with.
Maybe that idea is just out of the window.
You hear that? Maybe? No, there ain't no maybe. Ain't no maybe, baby. Yeah. If you go through Iowa, if you go past Highway 80, you will be in there. I guarantee you.
Well, I've been looking on the website, and I haven't found what I want.
I don't need to look on the website, man. I can walk in there, and stuff just starts calling my name. Hey, look at me. Over here. Look at me, Greg. I'm over here. You need me. I need a home. And then I think, and then I start talking to us. And if I get you and I take you with me, then I'm going to be looking for someplace. Oh, that storm's coming now, boy. It's lightning. Wind's starting to blow. I'm setting up on top of a mountain or a hill. Woo. I know damn well I ain't going down across that bridge. That wind, the storm starts, I ain't going across that bridge down there. That is a long way to the bottom if you go over that bridge. You run off that bridge down there at the River Gorge, buddy. That's a long way to the bottom.
Yeah, you don't want to be on that. That's a long way down.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to be a hell of a splash when you hit bottom, too.
You might as well just hit it.
Okay, it wouldn't matter because I'd be dead as soon as I went over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, on this motorcycle just come hauling ass and everybody. I mean, he's getting it. He's looking for a place to get where it's dry. He knows it's coming. Oh, well. We'll see what goes on. Well, how long are you on for? 2 hours?
Nope. I'm only on until 8:30.
Paul?
She got 10 more minutes, Greg. You just got to keep it rolling.
I keep it rolling.
Oh, geez.
I need to find something. I picked that you for just about everything else. I don't know what else I can do. You know, why don't you just sell? I just think, why don't you sell your truck and trailer and just go buy you a dump truck?
Why would I want to do that?
Well,
right?
If you buy you a dump truck, then you can be a dump truck driver.
No, I'm the dumb truck driver right now. When I go home and run that dump truck, I'm the dump truck.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever I say.
Dump truck driver or dump truck driver. That, like I said, I don't know that there's a difference.
No, probably not.
And I can say that because I've been on both sides of that fence, so it's all good.
True.
You know, I kind of like running that dump truck. I didn't have to pay for nothing.
That makes it even nicer,
huh?
It was
one
very
time
nice.
I was thinking about getting rid of both my trailers and getting me a dump trailer, but I don't know. That way I can haul my own gravel.
You were saying earlier today. You were going to go sell your drive-in and go get a step deck.
Thinking about it. Still thinking about it. We were talking about it earlier.
We did not say anything about no dang step deck.
Yep.
No step deck.
Yes, I did.
Never said a word about a step deck.
What do you think?
Now you're getting yourself in trouble there.
I could go out and buy a $100,000 RGN so I could go out and haul a $2 a mile freight.
Hey, I didn't know it was going to go to $2 a mile freight either.
Oh, shit, here comes rain. Oh, man, it's coming.
I don't think you knew what it was going to be like this either.
Everything
nobody,
died off.
Nobody,
that's the bad thing.
Yeah, nobody could foresee. We knew it was going to get rough for a while, but nobody could foresee that idiot doing what he did.
No.
I mean, we figured he was threatening, but we didn't know he was going to do this. I mean, he just, you know, and it's not him doing it. It's the whole Democratic Party. They're just all he is a puppet. He's just doing exactly what they tell him to do. That's all it is. And they're all going to pay for it in November. I'm telling you. November, they're
going to pay for it. Oh, yeah, they are.
And then the next election, they're really going to pay for it. But it's going to be 2 more years, at least a little over 2 years, before we even think about getting anything straightened out.
Yeah.
But like you were saying earlier today, the days of $2, $3 a gallon fuel, they're gone. They're over. They're done.
Yeah.
You'll never
see that
again.
If they would go back to that, but I just don't, it'd be so hard to get it back down to that again.
Back in the late 70s, early mid-80s, fuel and gas was like 80 to 90 cents a gallon. And then Jimmy Carter in the 70s, you know, put that oil embargo on and everything, and everything went to hell, which, you know, you guys wasn't around to see that. I was just little. But I can remember Mom and Dad having to go get gas on certain days, according to their license plate. Or the last initial, their first initial, their last name, you could get gas on certain days, and that was it. You know, because your license plate. Well, then that went over. So the prices kept going up. Now, if you watch what's happened since back to the beginning of the you, as far back as you can remember, they would jack the gas prices way up, and then they'd drop them back a dollar or so. And then everybody's like, wow, man, we're getting a deal. Gas prices drop. Then the next time come around, they go up $2 or $3, or, you know, or way up to 30, 40 cents. Then they drop it 5 cents, and they kept going until they got it up where it's at. And it's the same thing now. They got the prices way up. Now, they'll drop it back. Eventually, it might come back to about, for diesel fuel, it might come back to about $3.94 a gallon. They'll drop it back to about $4 a gallon. Everybody will think they're getting a hell of a deal, and they'll start going like hell again. And then you'll never see it below $4 and something a gallon again. Never. I don't think it'll ever happen.
No, I don't see it either.
Same way with gas. You might as well just suck it up, Buttercup, because the days of cheap gas is over with.
Yeah, I just don't understand most of it. I've seen so many RVs and this cars just driving around and going places. Where are they going? They can afford to go on vacation right now?
I don't understand it. I cannot understand it. For the life of me, I don't understand it. People complaining about the gas price. Wait a minute. Do you remember back when Obama was president and the gas prices went to like, what was it, $4 a gallon, over $4 a gallon? People were out selling their blood for the plasma to buy gas to go to work. All right, and they was, oh, my God, it was a crisis. What are we going to do? Well, now it's like it's no big deal. I mean, gas prices is almost, it's over $5 now in places, $6, $7 for gas. And these people ain't slowed down a bit. Where are they getting their money? They said the economy is where it is. They don't have jobs. They can't afford groceries. They can't afford to pay their bills. But every road, every highway you get on, you got a traffic jam. Cars and trucks backed up. Trucks I can see. Cars, miles and miles of cars. Campers, cars, SUVs, just lines of them as far as you can see. Where are these people going? If they don't have jobs and they can't get to pay for fuel and gas to get to work, where are they all going? I don't understand it.
I'm still trying to wrap it around my head, too. I don't know. You remember when in, what was it, mid-2000s, early-2000s or something? I think it was mid-2000s or late-2000s where gas got up to, like, what was it, 250 or almost, yeah, I think it was right around 250 a gallon, and all these gas stations were limiting you on how much gas you got. Now it's just it's just a normal day. Normal day now. They just stick their nozzle in and go.
So, yeah, just day and day at the office, you know. Just it is what it is. Let's go.
All right, gentlemen, we're at the 5-minute mark.
All right, 5 minutes. Your sponsors and get out of there.
Kind of what I was thinking. But thanks for coming on and chatting and keeping it interesting. And, you know, as always, supporting Redneck and I, since you guys are, you know, always here. So listen, chat, and cause a ruckus, because that's what you two are well known for.
Oh, we could always cause a ruckus.
I know.
It's right. Even worse when we're in person.
Do what we do best.
This is true. So,
we keep you on your toes.
Yep, you do.
I will
talk to you guys all again soon.
All right.
All right.
Care. I'll talk to you after a bit. And Robbie, you're still my hero. No matter what anybody says, you're still my hero.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'll talk to you later on. Y'all be careful.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay. This brings us to a close of our radio show tonight. We had Robbie and Greg both on tonight, kind of, you know, liven it up and keeping it, you know, as I like to say, crazy when those two get together. So it was a good show. We had a lot of little bit of things. I can't say a lot and a little all at the same, but we did have a lot of stuff to talk about. We kind of hit on a few subjects. So make sure you check out the radio show every Wednesday every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And our phone number to always call in to be part of the radio show is 515-602-9731. And I want to end tonight's show with one of our great sponsors that's been part of our whole organization for many years now, and that is DPF Regeneration, Ms. Hattie Jane Rollins out of Connecticut. So it's nice to know that she's always there to lend a helping hand when you need it. So that is the end of tonight's show. Make sure you check in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. with Ed, and he'll be on with you then too, just chatting about anything trucking. Because when everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you know, you got to redneckinize. So, that being said, here's this for you.
Just always remember, when everything goes wrong and the job still got to get done, you got to redneckinize.
And here is the last thing for you guys to listen to tonight before I sign off with another great night of Women Redneckinize. So I really want to hopefully think that we get some more women calling in. But mind you, you do not have to be a driver to be part of our show, okay? Remember that. I want to talk to the wives, the mothers, the sisters, the daughters of drivers too, and how your life has been with your dad, husband, brother, or son on the road. All right, here we go. I want to thank one of our other great sponsors.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneckinize was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckinize.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got to redneckinize.